One of the highlights of my 40 years of network broadcasting has been working on a Radio 4 arts review program called Kaleidoscope. I was the host of this for many programs in the 70s and then again in the 90s. And there are exciting memories associated with special editions. And to show you the degree of trust that we were given back in the 1970s, I proposed to the producer, Rosemary Hart, that I do a special half-hour program on a film I knew was going to be a huge hit, even though it hadn't been released here. The preceding year, 1976, one of my friends on the Regent's Park Softball Club had said to me, "Do you mind if a friend of mine from California meets us in your flat," which was near Regent's Park, "and then we'll go to dinner?" And I said, "That's fine." Got home to the flat. He was already there. He said, "Hi, my name is Mark. I'm here making a science fiction movie." He didn't even tell me the name of the science fiction movie. Nobody thought it was going to be a hit. And he didn't even know what he was doing, really, because they were acting against blue screen. And he and Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford, for indeed it was Mark Hamill, asked the director, George Lucas, "Is this comedy or drama? How do we read this?" And George Lucas would say, "Just do it." And so, as Mark said, that was the birth of the Star Wars school of acting, that unique kind of acting where you don't really know if it's serious.
Slightly baffled look on
because
the face.
They didn't know. And of course, this became a huge success, and I interviewed many of the people associated with the program for the Kaleidoscope special, and that included Alec Guinness. It was wonderful to be able to be right in touch with that cultural flashpoint, and then when the film was released years later, to interview Mark Hamill about it all over again. And I'm so pleased that George Lucas was generous. Employers, wherever you are, George Lucas was unusual. Let everyone be like him. When he had a success, he was generous. He chose to give away money when he didn't have to.
If only everybody behaved like that.
I agree.
Next choice for you, it's David Bowie and Heroes.
Heroes is from 1977, just like Star Wars. Bowie, as we look back now, was an almost unbelievably imaginative and remarkable artist. There he was in Berlin with Eno, making this trilogy of albums. And in 1985, I had the unspeakable honor of being one of the broadcast team of Live Aid, which was such a remarkable experience. And when it was over, I got home and I thought, well, that's the highlight of my career and everyone else's, because it was the greatest jump there had been. There had not previously been an international live concert. There had been national live concerts. And to have a comparable jump, we would have to make a live broadcast from another heavenly body, which I don't think is going to happen in my lifetime. So therefore, it's safe to say Live Aid was, in that sense, the highlight of my life. But also to have been close to Geldof when he was germinating the idea of this, and then to have been backstage interviewing the artists. And I chose Bowie because Bowie gave my favorite quote in his enthusiasm after his performance. He said, "We should do this every year." "I would do this every year," he said. And of course, even Bob Geldof, the great opportunist and philanthropist, did not take up that idea. But David Bowie was a real hero.